From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for insurgent attacks on two remote outposts in eastern Afghanistan this weekend that killed 8 U.S. soldiers. NPR Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports the attacks were the work of militants who first gathered at a mosque in a mountainous Afghan province.
The volatile province borders Pakistan and is one U.S. troops are planning to pull out of. Officials say with reinforcements and airstrikes, American and Afghan forces managed to keep the militants from overrunning the outposts. Nuristan's governor says more than 24 militants were believed killed in the battle. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
President Obama's national security adviser, retired General James Jones, says even with the recent rise in violence, Afghanistan is not on the verge of falling to the Taliban, nor is al-Qaeda in any position to reestablish training bases there. On another issue, Jones says the administration is hoping Iran will make good on promises it made last week to allow nuclear inspections and the removal to other countries of its low-enriched uranium. But some members of Congress today expressed skepticism about Iran's intentions. More from NPR's David Wellner.
Jones told CNN's State of the Union Iran has only a short period of time to carry out what it's promised to do. He said the U.S. will meet at least one more time this month with Iran to discuss its nuclear program.
It's not going to be extended discussions that we're going to have before we draw our conclusions to what their real intent is. But for now, I think things are moving in the right direction.
On the same program, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham complained that talks just buy Iran more time.
All this talking's not working. They did the same deal with the Europeans in 2007. They said, you can have our low-enriched uranium. The Russians can have it. They backed out then. I don't believe a thing Iran says. I want them to act. Then I'll believe it.
Graham and other senators from both parties called for Congress to approve tough economic sanctions against Iran. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Voters in Greece have handed a major defeat to the governing Conservative Party. The major opposition Socialist Party has won today's parliamentary elections there, making American-born party chief George Papandreou the country's new leader. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports.
This was the third face-off between the soft-spoken Papandreou and Kostas Karamanlis. They are both heirs to the two rival political dynasties that have alternated in power for decades. Voters were angered by the faltering economy, a series of scandals, and the government's mishandling of a wave of wildfires. Conservatives were especially disappointed with the government's failure to contain widespread riots last December, in which youths rampaged through city streets, damaging shops and buildings. Greece is considered the weakest link in the Eurozone, and Papandreou has proposed a more than $4 billion stimulus package to put the economy back on track. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.
This is NPR News from Washington. Church services were held in American Samoa and Samoa today for victims of last week's tsunami, which was triggered by an underwater earthquake. The powerful waves claimed at least 176 lives. A non-official inquiry into the summer's crash of an Air France jetliner in the Atlantic concludes that the plane's speed sensors were the principal cause of the crash and not just one element of the accident. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
The second inquiry, led by the Air France Pilots Union, will be presented this week to the French Aviation Investigation Agency, which is leading the official inquiry into the crash. Excerpts from the report published in a French newspaper Sunday say the accident would not have happened without the breakdown of the plane's speed sensors. This contradicts the findings of the investigative agency, which has said that the sensors were a factor but not the only cause of the disaster. The Airbus A330 crashed while flying from Rio de Janeiro to Paris, killing all 228 people on board. The plane's black boxes were never found. The Pilots Union report criticizes Airbus, Air France, civil aviation authorities, and the European Aviation Safety Agency for underestimating the problems with the speed sensors, which it says they have known about for years. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has declared a state of emergency in San Bernardino County, where a wildfire has spread over more than 5 square miles in the San Gabriel Mountains. Winds gusting to 40 miles an hour have fanned the flames, even as hundreds of firefighters try to keep the blaze from encroaching on a mountain resort community. At least 3 homes have been destroyed so far, and more than 4,000 residents of the area have been told to evacuate. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.